positions that he was creating. He was playing classic Chicago house, Detroit techno, all the great stuff from New York like Liquid Liquid and ESG. And then he was mixing in rock tracks. You know, you'd hear Frankie Goes to Pop. Extraordinary juxtapositions, these really surprising tracks that he pull out of nowhere. An example of what he was doing at that time, one of the biggest hits out of the time.
Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. And Jeff, a very, very special show, one that we've been promising maybe all year this week on the Underground Podcast.
Rick, I can't believe that after waiting 2 years that we're finally getting a chance to do this show.
Well, this show is going to be our all politics, all commentary, all rant show that we've promised in the all political year, more than overdue. We've had shows where we've had rants. We've had shows where we've had political sets. But this one starts off with the music of Radiohead, recorded live in Chicago at Lollapalooza this year, this past summer, with the national anthem. And you might wonder why that is the national anthem. You don't hear the British national anthem there. You don't hear the U.S. national anthem there. You actually hear one of the people that we like, I think, in that song. Bob Gelms, I believe, is heard in that song from WXRT in Chicago. And that song, the national anthem, is actually a musical metaphor for countries that have lulled themselves to sleep rather than become real working democracies. Countries that are so lulled to sleep by their entertainment systems that they aren't really functioning democracies anymore. And so there you have my treatise right off the bat that the U.S. applies there. And the interesting thing about Radiohead in doing that song is that that's somewhat like the original version. But what they do nowadays is they pre-record portions of radio and TV stations in the city where they're going to play live, and then they remix that song for every concert.
Well, Rick, two things. One of which is you can never have too much Bob Gelms, who's one of the last great FM progressive disc jockeys. And second, I think our listeners, as they listen to this show today, and we've got some absolutely fantastic music on it, will be surprised to hear that our rants are leveled with a little bit of, how should I say, surprise?
Je ne sais quoi.
A little bit of, wow, did that really happen? Because although you in particular predicted the results of the November 4th election in the United States, and eerily, cannily, accurately so, I think for both of us who were fed up with both candidates and both parties, I think both of us were maybe, if not surprised by what happened, perhaps having second thoughts about what happened.
Well, I think we have flipped our normal roles in that I think you are much more optimistic, and I'm in the wait and see and prove it to me cynical role. And so I'm sure we'll have those discussions as we move along. But I'm willing to give the new administration a honeymoon, which some people haven't allowed yet. So the guy's not already sworn in and people are already impatient. So I do believe in letting him have a chance, but I'd like to see him put forth some things, some of those promises that go forward. So there'll be a little bit of friction, maybe a disagreement as we go through this particular show. And let me make one other musical note, since usually it's all about the music, and this week it's going to be all about the music and the politics. We heard a tease forward, I think. Harps and Angels, isn't that the name of the new Randy Newman?
Yes, it is, I believe it.
And we have something from that. We've played something from Harps and Angels in the past, but no better release in the past year to talk about politics and the state of the country, state of the nation, rather than that new Randy Newman. You actually heard Bob Gelms talking about that in the middle of that Radiohead song. And so that functions as a little bit of a tease ahead, but before we get there, lots of other music, and right away to the shop.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Thank you.
The song is simply called Peace, and it's from Apocalyptica, that band that we have played before, practitioners of symphonic metal. Apocalyptica, that is from 2007, and actually, Jeff, was on many lists of best heavy metal albums of 2007, and believe it or not, is getting airplay. It's taken a year or so. That release came out last fall, but it's taken about a year, and it's being played out here on the East Coast. But of course, we are playing a B-side, not one of the songs that is getting played.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but that was a violin, wasn't it?
Cellos. It's a group. It actually started as a group of cellists. This band, Apocalyptica, it's one of those Scandinavian bands, started as a group of cellists that were just doing Metallica covers. Their first couple of albums were dedicated to Metallica covers and then other metal covers. And since that time, they have brought in other musicians to play guitars, drums, other instruments, and often have guest singers in. That piece is more of the typical Apocalyptica piece, no vocals, but they actually, the pieces that are, as you might imagine, that are getting played on the radio actually do have vocals from guest vocalists from various heavy metal bands. Apocalyptica has become not only a favorite among metalheads, believe it or not, metalheads who like cellos, but among heavy metal bands who really appreciate what they're doing.
I'm flabbergasted that metal, heavy metal fans would go for that. You'll learn something every day, Rick.
That's what we're here for, a little bit of education. And title of that song, Peace, simply Peace. Hoping in my heart, peace in Iraq in 16, 18, 20 months, still being promised, and that's the great hope.
Well, we can never have too many hopes for peace, and regardless of anything else that happens with the new administration, that is the one thing they can do and not screw up.
Well, that was the great promise, and if that alone it gets done, that will be a great achievement. Mr. Obama, Senator Obama, has already made great achievements simply by getting elected in this country, and our hats are off to him for that. And after this last administration, possibly the worst administration in U.S. history, certainly the worst in the past 100 years, he's got his work cut out for him, and our hope is that he's able to fulfill even half of those promises that he has. So our wishes and hopes are behind him at this point, no matter what you think about him or how he ran his campaign. And as someone who is not behind him, I still have hopes for him. He is everyone's president, and we have to hope and get behind him. And with that said, more politics, more political discussion on the other side of this announcement. Stick around.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say?
Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration when human respect is disintegrating. This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me. Destruction.
To the harbor on a dirty downtown train. I rowed my tiny boat out to her giant feet of clay. Ma'am, you don't know me, but I've seen you on TV. I thought about it and I'd like to set you free. Jewelry off, throw it in the sea. It was just me and Miss Liberty. It was just me and Miss Liberty. What's your name? She asked me as she stepped into my boat. Do you know where I might find a low-priced overcoat? Up close, I could see the names, the words scratched in her skin. Names of towns and cities where I knew she'd never been. Gave you my coat. I told have not left my place. The gestures of their hands, the expressions on their faces. Take your jewelry off, throw it in the sea. It was just me.
Heather Eatman, Miss Liberty, on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Three songs in that set, the very folky sound, recalling memories from a long time ago. Started off with Barry McGuire, Eve of Destruction, from 1965. Followed that up with Mimi and Richard Farina, a song about three slain civil rights workers in Mississippi in 1964, Michael, Andrew, and James. And then the Eatman song, which, Rick, I actually liked a lot. And once again, another very interesting talent that no one has ever heard of.
We're good at finding those, and my hat's off to you, sir, for finding those. My short commentary there is we have it half right at this point. It seems to me, with an African-American president, we have set some of those concerns aside. From the 1960s, we have advanced far enough now that we can have an African-American president after the sacrifices of those civil rights workers of that particular era. But half of that Barry McGuire song is still there. We're still toting guns. We're still not in the right war.
And if we made it, my theory has always been, Rick, if we survived Richard Nixon, we can survive just about anything. And it looks like we've made it through the second member of the Bush family to be president. And that's got to stand for something, regardless of anything else.
I'm ready to vote that this guy actually is worse than Nixon.
Ooh, that sounds like, Rick, a topic. Oh, this is great. You're going to love this segue here, pal. That sounds like a topic for the Ivory Tower blog.
Maybe you could write that piece. But which one is worse, Bush or Nixon? And then we can have people vote on the blog. But if you are interested in more than music, this is normally where we put our politics. We put it over there on the Ivory Towers blog this week. It's over here in the podcast too, and that's okay. So if you're interested in politics, music, and also sports, film reviews, culture in general, you can find us at www.ivorytowers.com. And remember, more on the website than just music. There's politics, sports, so much more. One more time, www.ivorytowers, and that's Ivory Towers, all one word, with a Z or a Z or a Zeta at the end, www.ivorytowers.com.
Roll up the cover of the killing floor. Roll out the drums of war. And let's speak of things worth fighting for. Roll out the drums of war.
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 The time comes when everything you ever thought you knew comes crashing down and flames rise up in front of you. Back the freedoms that we struggled for. What were those freedoms for? Let's not talk about it anymore. Roll out the drums of war.
Roll out the drums of war.
Roll out the drums of war.
Roll out the drums of war. If you wanna even up the score,
whatever you believe the necessary course to be depends on who you trust to identify the enemy. Who beats the drums for war? Even before the peace is lost, who are the prophets for? Who are they who bear the cause when a country takes? Gets to know bid contracts the future. Who lies, then bombs, then calls it an error? Who makes a fortune from fighting terror? Who is the enemy trying to crush us? Who is the enemy of truth and justice? Who is the enemy of peace and freedom? Where are the courts now when we need them? Why is impeachment not on the table? We better stop them while we are able. Roll out the drums of war.
Roll out the drums of war.
Roll out the drums of war.
Roll out the drums of war. If you know,
roll out the drums of war. Whatever you believe the necessary course to be depends on who you trust to identify the enemy who took this country to war. Long before the peace was lost, who are the prophets for? Who are they who bear the cause? Who lay down their lives? Who will live with the sacrifice of our best and brightest hope? Flower of our youth, of freedom and the truth.
Okay. Oh, is the microphone working? Welcome to Club Firesign. And now, first up, Beat Street Jack with Baghdad Bush Suit. Whatever that means. Bombus Jack!
Jack's back on the bully bandstand. Got a fat black mic stuck in my hand, so let's lay it down. Gone, gone, gone is that desert storm tan. That wimpy eastern desert tan. That early 90s fashion style, those camouflage panties on your Vicky's secret cuties. Sub-teen patriot gun club get up. Daddy's slick duck blind sport utility upholstery, yeah. The thrill is gone. You gotta dress the kids right. There's a tough new style, a fashion storm coming down on the backs of our boys and girls. So let them model a baggy Baghdad Bush suit in a superpower mix of oily black, cut down, pine brown, deep, deep deficit red, and golden CEO green. You'll preen, you'll scheme, you'll gleam like a rocket's red stare. So modern moms, suit em up for home front insecurity. Dress your little chicks and chums for contingencies, collaterals, and changes of regime in the baggy Baghdad Bush suit. Get it on behind Operation Cloudy Crystal Ball. One size fits all, so get it right. Bring back the uniform opinion. Dress them up, click here now. Go it alone, click here now. Don't change your mind, click here now. This is Beat Street Jack telling you if you're strong and wrong, then you better redress for success. So click here now, baby, click here now, yeah, click here now.
I'd like to say a few words in defense of our country. People aren't bad, nor are they mean. Now the leaders we have, while they're the worst we've had, hardly the worst this poor world has seen. Take the Caesars, for example. Probably the first few of them, they were sleeping with their sister, staged little boys in swimming pools and burned down the city. One of them appointed his own horse to be council of the empire. That's like vice president or something. Wait a minute, that's not a very good example. Here's one, the Spanish Inquisition. Put people in a terrible position. I don't even like to think about it. Sometimes I like to think about it. Just a few words. Defense of our country. It's time at the top. Coming to an end. We don't want your love. Respect at this point is pretty much out of the question. But times like these, we sure could use a friend. Me too. two Italians as tight ass as the two Italians we got. And as for the brother, well, Pluto's not a planet anymore either. The end of an empire. It's messy at best. This empire's ended. Like all the rest. Like the Spanish Armada. Drift on the sea. We drift in the land of the brave, the home of the free. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Come on back. Not goodbye. Come on back, Randy Newman. You have done such a good job of commentary there. I would actually argue, Jeff, that everyone in that set, much more eloquent than we could ever be. And why not let them sing our complaints for us? And as the resident Italian, Sicilian American in the group, I have to agree with Randy Newman that those two boys on the court are not my brothers. Starting us off, the Drums of War, new music from Jackson Brown. Randy Newman, of course, there ending it up as we promised, the new Randy Newman from the beginning of the show, Harps and Angels. That one, a few words in defense of our country, and my few words in defense of Randy Newman. And in the middle, Fire Sign Theater with Beat Street Jack's Baghdad Bush Suit. How about that one for you, Jeff?
Little Wolfman Jack, you think?
Oh, yes, but they have it down. They have it right. And, of course, we haven't done any dedications. Doing a lot of dedications this fall. That one, of course, goes out to the Bush administration.
And I think we should send the Randy Newman song out to the Supreme Court. I think that would only be poetic. Now all those guys on the Supreme Court can retire, and I guess, and spend some time with their families, and they don't have to worry about those two Italians on the Supreme Court overturning the rest of the Constitution they haven't already overturned.
Well, as we know, the government has not functioned as our forefathers meant it to for the past 7+ years. We're waiting. We're waiting for that day in January when hopefully we can turn the clock back. And this show on the Underground Podcast is here to memorialize the end of the Bush administration, none too soon, and if it were up to us, they would have been gone before our first show ever. So
it would have been gone before it started, but that's a topic for another show.
Yeah, well, since you brought up the Supreme Court, as we know, the Supreme Court appointed the current president, so we can debate all we want, but once you got him in that White House, he didn't want to leave. And as we have debated in the past, it looks like he's going and going off to the ranch and going off to that new library that he wants to construct in your town, Jeff. Well, actually,
Rick, he's not going off to the ranch. Depending on what Mrs. Bush decides, he will be probably no more than 3, 4, 5 miles from where I'm sitting at this moment. Mrs. Bush has decided she does not want to spend his retirement years in the middle of nowhere in Crawford. She wants to live in the very tony and upscale suburb of Highland Park, Texas, which is a suburb of Dallas. And no doubt I'll be driving past the house many times on my way somewhere waiting.
Then I've got some errands for you when you're driving past those special teas that we'll be having. But, you know, we should be nice to Laura. She's just, you know, there for the ride. So But I will have some errands for you if that is indeed the case. And we can discuss those off the air while the rest listen to this.
A restless energy blows across the globe.
The desire for human rights.
Yet every day people are tortured.
Imprisoned.
Executed. Or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering
to the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
Mm-hmm.
Shout, Bama Lama. Well, Jeff, that is my bad joke. Whole set, actually, a bad joke. And maybe there are some small bad jokes along the way. We started off with the Volcanoes with Maverick, and you can guess who that should go out to. He does not need any introduction on this show.
Never say her name again.
Will we never say her name again or his name again?
Oh, I got no objection to him. I thought you were talking about her.
Well, the next song is for her.
Okay.
Heart with Barracuda, and that goes out to the Saracuda, and you can figure out who that is. And we can talk a little bit about that particular song, because that song was used by a particular Republican vice presidential candidate. and used without the permission of the band. The band actually asked her to stop using that song, and all of our friends at the RIAA who love this stuff, a particular campaign paid the money to play the song, so they got to play it, whether the artist thought they should or not. Talk about free speech. And finally, Otis Redding, the late, great Otis Redding with Shout Bama Lama. And my bad joke there is, if you mispronounce it, it's Bama Lama. And that goes out to the new president. We're going to shout for him.
We're going to shout for him. In fact, we got a whole lot of shouting for the new president coming out, don't we?
Oh, we do. But what do you think about our bad joke set?
Oh, I love the bad joke set. And I do apologize. I shouldn't have gotten John McCain, the woman whose name that she'll never be mentioned on the podcast again, mixed up. And I do apologize for that. Hopefully she'll go back to Alaska and stay there.
Unfortunately, she seems the joke that started on Saturday Night Live in the very last week of the McCain campaign was that she was going to stick around down here in the lower 48 for as long as she could and become the next Oprah. And lo and behold, she's here in the lower 48 today, speaking down in Florida at the Republican governor's wake. All the governors who are Republicans are gathered down there this week, and she's the keynote speaker. So we haven't seen the last of her, and unfortunately, at some point, we are going to have to mention her name. But for right now, we're going to keep her just known as the Saracuda.
Never. She whose name must not be mentioned.
Well, that's a good one, and maybe that's how we should keep her. We'll see if we can keep to that promise, given the coming rants of the next 4 years, since she's promised to pass another visit in 2012, and we'll see if we can keep her from that. But as you said, more shouting, so let's shout it out.
We've been scorned. We've been treated bad, talked about, and shooting. sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
This is the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio.
That's the way it's supposed to be. Chains that binds him are hard to see. Unless you take this walk with me. Place where he lives, he's got plenty of names. Slums, ghetto, and black belt, they are one and the same. And I call it any kind of job is hard to find. That means an increase in the welfare line. Crime rate is rising too. If you were hungry, what would you do? Rent is 2 months past due, and a building that's falling apart. Little boy needs a pair of shoes, and this is only a part of some of the brothers got plenty of cash. Tricks on the corner, gonna see to that. Some like to smoke and some like to blow. Some are even strung out on a $50 Jones. Some are trying to ditch reality by getting so high, only to find out you can never touch the sky, 'cause your roots are in, oh yeah. Every Sunday morning, I can hear the old sister say,
hallelujah,
trust in the Lord, oh yeah. I hope that you hear the prayers, 'cause deep in their souls they believe someday he'll put it in all this misery that we're having. Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Robert Randolph and the Family Band, Going in the Right Direction, here on Ivory Towers Radio, the underground podcast, where it is all about the music. And, of course, in that set, some soul music. Started out with the Godfather of Soul, who will be gone almost 2 years. Died December 2006, James Brown. Say it loud, Rick. Black and proud. And in the middle, from the Shaft theme, what is it? From the Shaft soundtrack, Isaac Hayes' Soulsville. A little homage there to our new president, Rick.
It's definitely a soulful set. And that Hayes song talks about, well, the way that the 70s were, especially in the poor neighborhoods of America. And I hope we're not going back there. But the new president's got more on his plate than just about any president in the past 70 years. Two wars and a recession, hopefully not worse than a recession.
I wanted to make mention Isaac Hayes, of course, who died a couple of months ago. We didn't really get much of a chance to talk about it here, did we?
We had a little dedication the week after. As usual, the bad timing of the show, we had to wait a few days before we could actually do it. I think it actually happened day after we recorded, and so it was more than a week after. But we did play some music from the late, great Isaac Hayes.
But I did want to play something again, make mention Isaac Hayes, much underappreciated for all of his fame, for all of his gold Cadillacs. That song, From the Shaft, From the Shaft soundtrack. That's almost a throwaway. That's a scene, a bit in the middle of the movie when Shaft's wandering around Harlem, showing pictures, trying to find some people. And that's just, I love that song. I love that whole soundtrack. And Isaac Hayes, much missed. Much missed indeed.
Well, talking about being much missed, we have not been on the air all that much in the past month or so. You and I both doing some traveling, you to Chicago, me to South America, and we have to apologize to our listeners for that, not on the complete schedule. And as you can hear, both of us have a little bit of rust this week, even though we're ranting. Occasionally the rants have a little rust on them, so we apologize for that. But Jeff has a solution.
I have a solution. I have sent us email. That's my solution, isn't it? Is that what I say here, Rick?
I hope that's the solution. Maybe you have a different diagnosis.
Send us an email. Tell us what you want to play. We'll play requests. We'll play non-requests. We'll take criticism. We'll take praise. Our email address, ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's ivorytowersradio, all one word, @att.net. One more time, Ivory Towers, TOWERZ Radio, @att.net.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Of insanity, I ask myself, is all hope lost? Is there only pain, hatred, and misery? And each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I wanna know. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? And as I walk, my spirit gets so downhearted sometimes. So where are the strong? Who are the trusted? Where is the harmony, sweet harmony? Cause each time I feel it slipping away, it makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
As I walk through this scary world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity, I ask myself, is our home lost? Is the only pain hatred and misery? And each time I feel like it's inside, there's one thing I wanna know. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? 'Cause every time I feel like it's inside, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Well, now, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? 'Cause each time I feel it slipping away, it makes me want to cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
So funny about peace, love, and understanding from Kev Moe on Cover Me on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And Rick, I don't know that I've ever quite heard that Nick Lowe song, that famous by Elvis Costello, ever done with a pedal steel before. Or excuse me, a national steel.
Well, that is a wonderful cover, and it completely remakes the song. If you had not heard the original, that makes the same points, but is a completely different feel.
It's amazing to me, Kev Moe's immense talent at covering other performers. As a songwriter himself, I don't know that he's all that great, but I don't know that I've heard a cover version of a song he's done that just, he hasn't given it new life and done something different to it, and he's covered just real songs. Muddy Waters, the whole spectrum of blues singers, it just, he does something to it. He's got whatever it takes.
Well, we have played him on the Underground Podcast before, and he asked the right question. Nick Lowe asked the right question. Elvis Costello asked the right question. What is so funny about peace, love, and understanding? People seem to laugh and say, you know, in a post 9/11 world, it's a different place. And I disagree.
What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding, Rick? Not a damn thing, and I believe the Clash are going to make another point along those lines.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave. We'll be right back.
stand by me. No, no, lost. Just stand by me. Why did you say? Just stand by me. No way. And you like a dog.
Clash at Shea Stadium just released brand new music from 1982, but just released. That, of course, Train in Vain, Stand By Me. Hopefully, Rick, hopefully, the message of the Clash will not be lost on the new administration.
Well, tell me, Jeff, we hear Joe Strummer at the end there counting down to another song. What would he have played next?
Well, it's funny you ask that, because I'm actually looking at the set list from that live album, and the next song was Career Opportunity.
Oh, that would have been wonderful. Maybe on a later show, maybe in our year-end wrap-up show, we can hear some of that.
It's a really interesting record that has gotten very mixed reviews, which surprises me because there's so little Clash released at any time that I'm surprised that anybody would find a reason to pick nits with this.
And so what are the nits they're picking?
Oh, the sound quality. As you heard, it's live, right? That it's later Clash, that they're too polished, that it doesn't have the fire and the spunk of the earlier years. And in fact, this is from 1982, played out there at Shea Stadium, and the Clash opened for, believe it or not, The Who. And I'm thinking, okay, people, enough. It's the Clash. It's not like they're doing Barry Manilow songs. Give them a break here.
One of the great bands. One of the great bands from the punk new wave era. And as usual, our punk new wave aficionado brings it to us here at the end of the show. You had to wait to the end of the show, but I think this was worth it. Worth the wait.
Speaking of which, I think we have to satisfy some legal requirements here, don't we?
It's time for you, Jeff, you, to talk to the man.
The Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted, but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net, and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
Let me note and underline, the programmers do not support file sharing. Just a note. And Jeff is the one who talks to the man. I prefer not to talk to the man.
Well, in our lives, as I'm always fond of saying, we all have to do some things that we don't want to do. And if I can do that for the Ivory Towers podcast, the underground podcast, where it's all about the music, I'm happy to do it.
Well, after this show, I'm thinking that the man is going to be looking for me, so I may have to be talking to the man, whether I like it or not.
I think we should. You should make another disclaimer here that those errands you want me to do in Highland Park, Texas, are purely legal and involve no violence in any way, shape, or form, right?
Indeed, and you know, if those errands mean driving by and waving a flag or maybe a sign out your window, those are parts of free speech. And let's just clarify those things right now. Thanks for that window of opportunity, Jeff, so the man does not come calling and we can be specific about what we actually meant. So with that, our rant zone is closed. And some people would say that we've ranted way too much and way to the edge of what is possible in this country. So it's time to close it up. Thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, from my co-host Jeff Siegel and co-ranter in Dallas, the town that will eventually be the evil town. But I am in the evil town now until those people move. I'm in Washington, D.C. Rick Rockwell signing off. Peace.